Time now for your letters. First, a correction. In the early edition of our show 2 weeks ago, I said that Senators Kennedy and Obama both were the first members of their religion or race to win a major party presidential nomination. Of course, I was wrong. Many people wrote in to remind me that Al Smith, the governor of New York, was the first Roman Catholic to win a major party nomination in 1928. He was defeated by Herbert Hoover. Many, many letters about my Father's Day essay written around a recording of my father when I was along with him for one of his radio shows. Thank you for all of the nice comments, especially the ones about my father. Paul Hammersley of Spokane Valley, Washington, said he was reminded of Saturday mornings with his father. My dad would take me downtown to the CPA firm where he was a partner, and as he caught up from the past week or prepared for the next, I would busy myself quite happily with the adding machines and typewriters of the 1960s. Afterwards, the real treat was going across the street to the small cafe where we'd sit on the stools at the counter and have crackers and orange juice. Happy, happy times. Carolyn Rowland of Wilmington, Delaware, says she remembers my father in some of his shows. On one memorable night, Christmas Eve, 1954, my ballet class appeared on Miss Connie's Talent Tots on WGN-TV in the Tribune Tower. My mother and I were leaving the building on our way to catch a streetcar to my grandpa's house for our traditional Polish Christmas Eve celebration. As we stepped outside into the cold air, we could see that Ernie Simon was in the center of a roped-off area with a crowd around the edge. As he scanned the crowd, my mother shouted out for him to notice her little Carolyn. Being 12 years old, I was totally embarrassed, even more than I had been performing the ballet boogie with my classmates. And TV news anchor Art Carlson in Tallahassee says, my dad was an engineer at a Miami radio station, WOID, and it was sitting by his side in 1966, watching the newsman delivering a newscast, that my career was decided in an instant. Dad was never affluent or highly successful, but he did his best for us, and hearing Scott's tribute triggered a cascade of feelings bottled up since Dad's death 4 years ago. Our reading with Daniel Pinkwater of A Visitor for Bear 2 weeks ago struck a chord with many. Michael Hornsby of New Orleans was inspired by the idea that bears tend to serve literally as metaphorical adults. So he sent us this song. Here's Texas songwriter Stephen Frumholt's tune, Bears, which comes from Lyle Lovett's album, Step Inside This House.
Some folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks got a bear across the hall.
We welcome your suggestions, musical and otherwise. Come to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please tell us where you live and how to say your name. This is NPR News.